I isn't it good to know in this crazy world that our king, he's still on the throne. That was Remedy Drive. Hey, it is Tuesday. That means it is time for Kelly and Coffee, or Coffee and Kelly, whichever comes first. I had my coffee first this morning, Kelly.
Me too.
But I'm glad you're here. Kelly, for those of you who don't know, is our business manager. We all wear a lot of different hats around here, but we have to do some sort of title for human resources or whatever. I guess we need some title. So we call her business manager, but Kelly does a lot of just about everything. And one thing, she sees all the messages and all the letters and prayer requests that come into the station. And often you'll get a quick reply from Kelly, and a very thoughtful reply and sincere reply from Kelly,
yes,
right?
I do. I love hearing from them.
So. Oh, and also the prayer requests. And I
yes.
know that's really close to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have for us today? We on Tuesdays, again, for those who don't know, maybe you haven't caught this before, we are sharing with you some of the letters that we've received from our listeners, because our listeners say it so much better than we ever could.
Exactly.
You know, we could say, hey, God is really doing great things through the Praise Network radio ministry. But when you hear from other listeners, other members of our listening family, and how God's using this ministry in their lives, I think this is a huge encouragement. I know it is to me. So what have you got for us?
Well, I've noticed that recently we have gotten a flood of listener comments really having to do with how hearing the teaching and the music have impacted their lives on a daily basis. So I just picked out a few of those. The first listener is from Bangor, and he says, I listen to Praise Network every day. My coworkers have started to listen to it on the job site full time as well. It is truly amazing the difference God's word makes when it is heard every day. All the teachers are great. This station is truly a blessing. It reminds me daily that without Jesus as my cornerstone and foundation, I will have no stability in this world. But since I do have Jesus in my life, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength.
That is really cool. I love to hear when people say they're listening at work.
Mm-hmm.
And how cool is that? I know there's more and more we're hearing from different people in different workplaces, and how they're able to pipe the Praise Network in. Some of them put it over the whole intercom system. Others have it right there on their laptops. But to know that people are listening. And so you can be growing in your faith as you're there working. And
absolutely.
As the Bible says, do all things as unto the Lord. But to be able to strengthen and encourage you and keep you company while you're working every day, that's exciting to me. And also exciting to hear how God is equipping this gentleman from Bangor, Wisconsin. And just that reminder of the truths of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, I've walked with the Lord a long time, as you have, Kelly, and we know so many of the scriptures. We've memorized them years ago, but yet we need to be reminded of that truth.
Yes.
And how they apply to what we're going through here and now. Yeah, to today's challenges, today's struggles, that the truth of God's word is working in that situation. So that's encouraging to me, and for that person to know that he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. It's not just a saying, that is a reality.
Exactly. And we had another listener who does listen every day at work as well, and she is from Brownsville. And
Brownsville, where's Brownsville for those who don't know?
She is from Brownsville, Minnesota. And she said, there is so much noise out there. Listening to Christian music and Bible teaching keeps God in the front. I learn so much every day. A simple story I've heard for years one way can show me new insight.
Mm. Yeah, that one really hits me too, because I know in my own life, there is a lot of noise out there.
Mm-hmm.
You have news. You're bombarded with advertising and messages. And everywhere you go, there's noise, 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 noise. And to be able to kind of infuse that with the truths of God's
yes.
word, and with the Christian music that kind of drowns out everything else. I don't know about you, but I sleep with white noise at night. You know, it's just kind of a steady noise that helps me sleep, and I don't hear
mm-hmm.
all the other noises that are going
sure.
on. And in a way, you know, having that teaching, having that Christian music, it's just something that drowns out all, or pushes back all the other negative noises
mm-hmm.
that we're bombarded with every day. I love that example that she shared.
Yeah, I agree with you totally.
And another one listening at work. That's very cool.
It is. And the other interesting thing, too, is all of the listeners that I've chosen today, I just realized, they all listen every day. So that's kind of nice, too. We have a new listener, actually. He's been listening every day for the past 3 weeks. So
he
is one of
Welcome.
Our new listeners
Welcome.
From West Salem. And he shares this, and I just thought this was kind of an interesting way of looking at things. Having God's word and praise on my mind puts my attitude in check. Mm. Without it, I feel deprived of oxygen.
Wow. I wonder if he's a poet. That's like really good, mm-hmm. isn't it?
It was. I thought that was really neat.
Yeah, and it's true because we do. And it is. We're breathing in the word of God and the truths that are in the music, that are in the teaching. And it does. It gives it's life. You know, the Bible says that his word is alive and active, mm-hmm. you know, like a two-edged sword, that you know, it is a living word. Mm-hmm. And it's not just something nice to read or memorize, but it is living and active. That's really cool. And one other thing I'd like to say with that one, he's been listening for 3 weeks now. As a nonprofit radio ministry, you know, we do a lot with the finances that we have. But one thing we really haven't been able to do thus far is to do any like advertising to really let people know that we're here. Mm-hmm. One time somebody donated some funds, so we put some bus signs up in La Crosse. But we really haven't done an advertising campaign to, again, bring awareness. So we really encourage our listeners to let other people know, because there's still people in our local listening area who don't even know there's a Christian station here
exactly.
that has the music and has the teaching. So I do encourage you to be our the ones who spread the station by word of mouth. I don't want to say advertisers. But, you know, tell other people, let them know that we're here and invite them to tune in and see what God does with that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And this last one is from a listener in Osseo. And she says, I have gone to church my whole life, but since listening to the sermons and music, I have been uplifted and started a new journey with the Lord. I have learned so much about what it means to have Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and not to be afraid of sharing my faith and sharing the joy and peace that I feel.
That is very powerful to me, and it reminds me of a listener that I spoke to a while back, and she said, I grew up in church. I went to church all my life, but I didn't know there was a difference between religion and a relationship.
Mm.
She had religion, but she really didn't have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes we can grow up in churches where we really don't hear about having that personal relationship
yeah.
with Jesus. Or maybe we have, but we've just kind of gone through the motions all of our lives. And sometimes when you can turn on the station and God, through His Holy Spirit, can speak through one of the teachers or through a song or through the combination of both that mm-hmm. reinforces that message, hopefully, is our prayer, and can really speak directly to a person's heart. And reach them in a very personal way, because God wants to have that personal relationship with us, because He knows everything about us. He knows everything that we're going through, and He is able to meet those needs and mm-hmm. to meet us right where we are. So that really blesses me to hear that story.
Yeah, it was a blessing just to read it. Personally, I did not grow up in church.
Mm.
So I just remember being in my 20s and hearing it for the first time and just trying to comprehend it and wrap my mind around it and this whole relationship thing. You know, it wasn't a list of do's and don'ts or walk this way, don't do that. You know, it was a personal relationship, you know, God's story to me, God's word to me. So I am encouraged to hear that our teaching and the music that she hears is helping her in her walk.
You know, that's really cool. And I kind of grew up in the opposite way. I grew up in church, a very legalistic church, where it was the do's and the don'ts. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't play cards and you don't wear makeup and you don't wear jewelry and you don't do all these things. And I also went to the altar like numerous times because I always felt guilty. So it's like, okay, and I don't know how many times I was baptized as a kid. But then I really went through a rebellious time, you know, in my teens and early 20s. So interesting how God is able to reach all of us
yes.
in different ways, with you not growing up in church, and He was able to reach out to you and start that personal relationship mm-hmm. with you. And then with me, when I finally got through my rebellion and surrendered my life to the Lord, hard-headed person that I was, you know, it's he does. He meets us each individually in a very personal way. And that's the beauty of it. And to know that He can do that through the programs and the music that's mm-hmm. on every day. It's just amazing to me. And again, it's a living. It's not just a nice song.
Exactly.
It's not just a nice production. You know, it is God's Holy Spirit working through it. So mm-hmm. very cool. I love it.
Yes. One more thing I did want to bring up from the last listener from Osseo. She makes a comment about when she received Jesus Christ as her personal Savior, that now she's not afraid of sharing her faith. And that just reminded me of our upcoming giveaway that we have.
You know, it does, because it seems to me, in this politically correct environment in which we live, you know, people are almost afraid to say the name of Jesus mm-hmm. Christ because it may offend somebody.
Right.
And that's why I think the movie God's Not Dead 2, which is coming out this Friday, I'm very excited about it, is so timely mm-hmm. because where the first one took place in the classroom, this one's going to be taking place in the courtroom. And wow, how appropriate is that in this day and age?
Exactly.
And so we're going to start giving away tickets to see the movie God's Not Dead 2. If you're down in the La Crosse area, Sparta area, we're going to give away tickets to the Marcus Cinema in La Crosse. And if you're up in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, we're going to be giving away tickets to the Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls as well as Eau Claire.
Yes.
So really cool to be partnering with the different theaters in the area. But along with the movie tickets, we also have the soundtrack to the movie to give away, including some great songs like Sound of the Saints, Welcome to the New, Diamonds from Hawk Nelson, the brand new one from Citizen Way, When I'm With You, I'll Live On Forever, John Tibbs, Dead Man Walking, and one of my favorites right now, it's the Newsboys, Guilty,
mm-hmm.
because I think that is the kind of faith that God wants us to have, that we are willing to stand up for Jesus Christ, even if it means the whole world is
yes.
against us. So very excited about this giveaway. Again, we'll be giving away the tickets to see the movie God's Not Dead 2 at the Marcus Cinema in La Crosse and Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire, along with that CD soundtrack from the movies. So keep listening for details on how you can win the tickets and CDs. Well, Kelly, again, fun to be with you. I tell you what, if laughter is good medicine, we ought to be very healthy.
Because exactly.
We do a lot of laughing around here, but we also know, we also take the ministry very seriously. And you know, just appreciate our listeners so much being able to reach out, take the time to let us know that God is using this ministry and how he's using this ministry. It is always a huge encouragement, not only to us, but hopefully to our other listeners that we're able to share with throughout the day. And also, you update the listener comments on our website every week as well. So, you know, if you want to hear from more of our listening family, you can always stop by praisenetwork.com and read those right there at the top side of the homepage. So, Kelly, thank you. We'll see you next Tuesday for more Kelly and Coffee and Coffee and Kelly. We'll still have to get that nailed down. But and if you would like to get in touch with us, we would love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us through the website at praisenetwork.com. You can always email us at info@praisenetwork.com. And do remember, we spell praise P-R-A-Y-Z.